Well, hello there, listener. My name is Matthew Renfro, host of The Fro Show, and you're listening to another great 4-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out 4eyedradio.com.
Hey, guys, this is Erin Mooney, and you are tuned into the 4-Eyed Radio Network. Boo! Hey, guys, welcome back. It's Erin and Natalie with Underground Railroad.
And our sincerest apologies that we weren't there for you the past week.
Yeah, there's been a serious lack of casting on our end, but it's only because we got swept up in human trafficking. Got really scary for a minute, but we figured it out.
We made it out.
We're alive. Back.
Yes. See, as long as you know a few people,
you know
good.
Somebody that knows somebody.
But Erin, let's get right down in it.
Let's get rowdy.
Let's get manhandling into the crazy.
Take the bull by its testicles and
olay.
Yes.
So you had quite an interesting week.
Let me tell you, the best way to kick off a week is waking up on a Monday morning covered in somebody else's blood.
True story.
No other Monday will ever be the same after that.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want it to be.
I don't plan on making that a habit.
It's like, oh, is that type O this time? At least it's universal.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So can we, I'm dying to hear more
explore that
about this
in, yeah.
Bloody Monday.
Yeah.
Is it a bloody Sunday?
It was a bloody, well, I don't know what time
guess,
it was.
Yeah,
the time
it could have been a
bloody Monday.
Sunday, Monday.
Monday, Sunday. Yeah, well, a boy that I knew, or I know him, but I was convinced he was gay, totally thought he was gay. He had recently gotten some facial piercings. One fell out at a point and he had to shove it back in his face. And then later he decided that he was into girls and wanted to make out with me. He was actually a pretty good kisser, so I was okay with that. I was like, all right, we'll see where this goes. But in my head, I was thinking, I thought you liked cock in your butt.
See, it's nowadays it's hard to tell because everyone's so fashionable.
I know.
And like dress and like act so like friendly and they're like, oh, I just want to love everybody. I mean
maybe he does like boys and maybe
he
likes
very
girls
well could
too.
Do that.
Ken, there's nothing wrong with that. I was just really confused. And then he started saying, he was like, oh my God, I'm bleeding all over you. Oh my God, I'm bleeding all over you. And I wasn't.
Well, no,
it wasn't connecting in my head what was happening until I realized he really was bleeding all over me.
Yeah. No, it's kind of like when you get like an order of French fries and you find like a curly fry in there. You're like, oh, wait, okay. So you're not gay. I don't know why.
But it was a pretty interesting.
It was a surprise. It
yeah.
Was, yeah. You just were surprised that
and,
he wasn't.
You know, I even told him, I was like, wow, I wasn't even attracted to you until right now. Because he was a really talented with his mouth, even if it was bloody.
And so that's always.
Talented bloody mouth.
Yeah, it does sound like a name of a band I would never want.
To
make
watch
out with.
Perform, I don't know.
But
so that's always interesting when.
What
you
did
know.
It taste? Did you taste it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It was quite an evening though. So.
Yeah.
You were with me for part of it, and we pretty much poured a handle or a fifth of whiskey.
Yeah.
Into
no, I have pictures of like me doing a shotgun of a beer because I brought my knife and like and actually like I. I stabbed a little hole in the beer and was like squirting people with it. And I'm like, just open your mouth.
Just open yourself to it.
Just accept this. Just let it happen. Don't worry. Don't think.
This is a gift to you.
this is a liquid mouth gift. Yeah. But it was a fun night. Like, I mean, I went home with my girlfriends and, but you know,
made love to some burritos.
And, oh my God, we massacred burritos. Like, there was a crime scene in our kitchen, like burrito everywhere.
I saw some of that evidence.
And we were like doing a merry-go-round of burrito. Like, okay, you take a bite, pass it along. I'll take a bite. Because there was all different like types. Kinds.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the best way to eat.
Well, yeah. Period. You get to share.
Yeah. Like, here, you get the pancakes. I'll get the omelet. You get the fucking...
That's like when you're at like a restaurant,
the hammy over
and everyone
Miami.
Is like picking the same thing. It kind of sucks because it's like, no, you tell me what you're going to order so I can order something different.
Right.
So we get to try
exactly
every taste of the rainbow.
So we can try each other's.
Well, Natalie, I think aside from, you know, of obviously Bloodfest 2013 was pretty awesomely hilarious. Especially when you're already running late for work and you have to stop back off at your house and wash
sponge bath
blood off your body. Didn't even have time to take a shower, but
did the Puerto Rican shower.
But I think you have a pretty funny story involving our laundry mat that we run in the back of our house.
Folks, I hope you are sitting down and nestling up to a nice pillow, because this is awkward. Yeah, so, you know, I have a laundry mat. No, my boyfriend comes over and does laundry, and we have a few friends that, well, just one.
Yeah.
Andrea, but anyway, so I was doing my boyfriend, the remaining of his laundry, and noticed that there was a pair of panties in his laundry. And not my panties, first of all. Yeah. Second of all, not my roommate's
Mm-mm.
panties, nope. Unfortunately. So, had a great conversation with him. So you want to talk about whose panties I found in your laundry? He's like, no, I don't, because you're crazy, and I don't, there's no. And I'm like, Austin, is there something you want to tell me? Like, maybe you like to wear a certain maroon underwear to make you look sexy. I don't know. I mean, maybe they make you feel sexy when you wear. I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
I just want to know.
I just want to know. Because, you know, I got some good pairs you could borrow. Whatever. But no.
You might be my size.
Oh. But So after that whole ordeal of embarrassment went down of me basically accusing him of being with someone else, my friend comes over that same night and is like, oh, hey, yeah, those are my panties. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. We forget that we loan
And I was
our
like, so you're fucking my boyfriend.
Right.
No. Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
I don't like saying sorry. I don't like admitting that I was wrong and I jumped the banana gun.
You did jump a banana gun.
Yeah.
And they're playing tomorrow at the McDowell Mountain Music Festival.
That's why I thought of them.
Yeah, go figure.
Plug. You're welcome.
Hey, guys. We support local music. You should too. Boosh.
Ba-da-bow. But yeah, that was definitely probably the worst day of my life. I called it Camp Kill Yourself. That was the theme of that story. Because I wanted to kill myself.
So, social networking is an interesting thing. It's just a reality of our world these days. Everybody's somehow networked on the internet. And it makes things awkward sometimes when you have certain, like if you're friends with some of your coworkers.
Can you imagine there being a tax on that?
Oh my God. If you got taxed every time you logged into Facebook.
What?
Oh, we should stop talking about it before it comes. That starts happening. But it's hard sometimes when you have to like monitor like what you're doing on your social network, because depending on what friends you do have, if it's somebody that you work with or if it's family, and then sometimes when people want to be your friend and you don't know how to not be their friend, but you don't really want to be.
Well, there was this guy that he was taken to court because he had posted a fantasy of his online, which was like, oh, I kidnapped this girl and then like killed her and like did things to her body, and like that's what he's into. And like they prosecuted him for his fantasy.
That's ridiculous.
I feel like that's not fair.
No, like I mean, if anything, you should have just like maybe been taken to some counseling.
Yeah, something, but I feel like that's like Minority Report. Like it's a fantasy. It's not,
he didn't act on it.
Like they're saying like, well, you know, in the future, who knows? But it's like, that's the future. You don't know what that.
You can't prosecute him when he hasn't done anything.
Exactly.
What?
But they still prosecuted him for that whole get down.
That's absurd.
You're.
But, I was trying to set you.
So if you guys have any weird fantasies out there, don't put them online.
Do not put them online.
I mean, if you want to post them to my page, I'll be more than happy to hear those. Because I'm weird like that. But
you could just write it in a little diary. Yeah. Stick it in a box. Hide it under
in my special
your dead
box.
Bodies. But I was trying to set you up to tell me about.
Oh,
your
moms
mom.
And moms. Well, I don't know how y'all feel about this out there in the world. All right. So, Aaron, let's say you're dating
Peter Cottontail.
No, you guys clearly have broken up, so.
Thanks for reminding me.
You're like, shot. No, let's say you were dating a guy and your mom, like, Facebook friended him. Gross, right?
No, thank you.
Not cool. You don't do that. Like, mom, are you trying to make trying to make us break up? You want me to be single forever? So awkward.
I mean, it's different if it's like a relationship that's like established and like you've been together for a while. And yeah, even then I still feel weird.
Yeah,
if my mom
she requested him after like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's too soon.
And then took it back.
She was like, he's not responding, so I'm going to pretend like I didn't do this.
Oh my God. I feel like my life is a punchline.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, but.
Purple drank. I want to talk about Lil Wayne and Lindsay Lohan. What the fuck?
I want to talk about how Target. Does not keep track of their numbers very well.
Their fitting room numbers.
No. What? Oh, yeah. Is it time for a moment of awkward silence?
I think Natalie wants to.
I think we might awkward silence at time.
Purple drank. Purple what?
In the purple stank.
Am I muted? Oh, because I don't hear me.
Okay, now I do. Yep. Okay. Purple drink. Or it's syrup and purple drink are pretty damn similar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's the purple Robitussin.
Yeah.
Or the purple
NyQuil
that they're scissorping on.
Yeah. Because purple drink's way more fun to say than scissorp. Scissors.
I love scissorp.
Scissorp.
Sipping on some scissorp.
Gonna make it a new song. Rolling down the street, sipping on my scissors. No, that doesn't work. I should stick to not being a rapper.
Can't work my phone, and it's embarrassing. All right, well, we're back in action, everybody.
And I guess Selena Gomez is really concerned about Lil Wayne. I didn't know that they were tight or why she would be so worried about him, because he seems like he's doing fine by me. I mean,
Well, I don't think they're tight. I think he wants to be tight in her, but yeah.
She's just a former Disney star, so she likes to pretend like she's concerned about everybody.
Well, maybe. I like this. I think this is the first time we were actually alone in our podcast studios.
It's just us right now.
I know.
It's just us at the Socially Awkward Studios.
It is.
They left us alone.
I kind of like it. But so back to Delilah. I want to know, I mean, we both have been encountering boys that enjoy video games.
Yes, very much so.
And
it's all boys enjoy video games.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, not all boys.
But some, I feel like all boys like them, but some like are really into them.
Like,
and then others are not.
I feel like, yeah, guys do video games because they don't know, they can't like paint or.
They can paint. I know boys who play video games and paint.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, well, you do. You know my friends.
Who paints and plays video games?
Everybody.
That's your friends. I'm like, but anyway, yeah. I just, I feel like video games are awesome. I'm not.
I think they play video games because they don't feel comfortable knitting.
Okay. All right.
Or maybe because they are fun.
They're knitting a virtual sweater.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I had a friend kind of explain it a little bit to me the other night. And he was saying how it's great because you can, like, apparently the latest, I almost called it Lethal Weapon. But it's not. It's that Grand Theft Auto. Apparently, like, that one, like, when you're, like, there, like, they... The way they design the game, it's like you're in fucking New York City, like block for fucking block. And it's a way to travel and have an adventure and like do shit that you can't do in real life. I just have a problem with concentration. Like I get distracted by like the weird glittery lights in the background and like the flashy whatever that's the smiling cloud. And I'm supposed to jump over a bridge and I can't do it. Like I'm so distracted.
See, and like I get that, but at the same time, I almost feel like it's a waste of energy because I could be putting it towards something like that's actually making something more substantial or like visual or just like.
Well, because at the end of the video game, what do you get? A high score? Whereas, like, if you spend that time maybe knitting a real sweater, then you've got a fucking sweater.
Yeah. And you're going to be warm.
That, too.
No, so.
Which doesn't really work for us in springtime in Phoenix.
Well, I mean, if you make the sweater with enough little holes, it might work
make
out.
Make it a light.
But. Right? I don't know. I've been torn lately because I get video games. Like, I love the escape. And I kind of feel like that's why we do drugs, is to kind of, like, escape. And so I feel like video games are the escape, but in a non drug form. So I just started to realize that I'm back to pro video because I was gay. All right, I just came out to everybody in the podcast world.
You were anti video games.
I mean, I was always pro video games until, like, I think I reached a certain age, and then I'm like, fuck video games. Like, I could totally be doing better with my life, like doing the more productive stuff, like go outside, like fucking like kick rocks, whatever. And
just kicking rocks is so productive.
If you get it at a good angle, it's crazy. I mean, how many times I can spin and do crazy shit. No, but I'm starting to fall in love with video games again because, like, I get it again. I don't know why I brought up video games, but they just, like, popped into my brain.
I love, like, watching people play them, and I'll try to play. I'm just not very good at them. I'm better at, like, the ones where you have to be, like, active doing something, yeah, but when, like, it's just, like, me and a controller and I'm... But Wii Sports, I'll tear the shit up out of that game. I love those. Like, yeah. But, like, I love, like, active, like, playful stuff.
Yeah.
So that's my.
Yeah.
My
no, secret. And that's why I enjoy, like, tag and stuff and, like, those type of physical games. Like, I love, like, a good, like, chess or.
Well, and I love card games. Card games. I just recently learned Gin Rummy. And I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah. Gin Rummy is amazing.
And we should be playing it right now.
We really should. We should just play it all the time.
All the time. And we need to play more backgammon because I love that noise.
See, I don't even. You vaguely taught me.
Yeah.
I feel like.
We were distracted by ice cream.
I learned how to not play it even more than I knew how to play it. I just don't still get the, but it kind of reminds me of a backwards checkers. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird,
we'll get there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna backgammon that shit up. I'm gonna back it up on that gammon.
Kick.
So I just realized that the scientific term for a birth defect that causes two holes in the penis is called hypodysplasia.
Huh.
It affects about 1 in 8 children.
Interesting. That's actually a higher statistic than that's a higher statistic than autism. I think autism's 1 in 10.
All right, we're winning. No, yeah, I don't know why I just shot that fact out there, but girls, don't be alarmed if you do see a guy that does have two holes.
Is it two urethras?
No.
No.
It's only one urethra, but there is two holes. But one of the holes isn't fully.
Is that caused by too much soy when I think you told me about.
Yeah.
A story.
Well,
you had.
That was my hypothesis.
Okay.
Was I thought that it was
too much soy in her diet.
Or even just the lack of nutrients to begin with. Mm. But
well,
ladies, I'm just saying it happens and don't be alarmed.
It's totally normal.
You're not gonna get like double spermed. You're not gonna get like
not gonna be like
double super soaked. It's just gonna yeah, it's not Gallagher out there. And so I just want to make everyone aware
well,
of that fact.
While we're talking about awkward penis stories,
do tell.
For this past Friday in Chicago, there was a 17-year-old boy was in a vehicle with female friends when he was shot about 7:20 in the evening. That's what he told police. The boy went to the hospital, and I guess he had a pretty big wound in his left groin area. Police called were called at 8:15, and initially the boy told the police that he was somewhere in Chicago. And two men dressed in black wearing ninja masks jumped out of a van, and apparently they assaulted him and shot him with an automatic handgun. But after the police went to where the shooting allegedly happened, didn't find any evidence. And, finally, the boy, who has gang ties, told police he was driving in a vehicle with several female fans when he was playing with a gun and it discharged in his lap.
Damn ninjas.
No. They're that sly that they even got the kid to admit he did it himself. Like, no, he didn't even do it himself. The ninjas did it, but they're that tricky
right.
that they made him just say he did it.
No, I mean, I definitely,
but think about
it. I like his creativity. I mean, I probably would have gone with like maybe just masked robbers and not really gone with ninjas.
I don't know what the ninja population in Chicago is.
Or I might have been like, I was shot with an air cannon because that happens a lot in where I live. I don't know, but like, yeah, poor kid.
Well, and I feel too. Okay.
Well, you know what? To be honest, at least he's not going to be reproducing.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think he did the world a favor. Actually, the ninjas did
us all a favor. A 17-year-old with a gun and gang ties is not going to be reproducing.
A shame. I totally was hoping that he'd be single and like, oh my God. Just like get on that.
He's not even legal yet, Natalie.
He is in where I live.
What, Arkansas?
Okay. But no, that's a sad story. But actually, I used to make up stories when I was younger too. So
are you shooting people in the groin as well?
Yeah. And I used to blame it on these little people called snorches.
Snorches? Yeah. What are snorches?
Little people.
Like midgets?
That
or like
bad
elves?
Things. Yeah. They were like little...
Like evil elves?
Little forest people, I guess
like
you
trolls?
Could say.
Snorches?
Snorches.
Snorches. Hmm. Was that something you just came up with all on your own? Or?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because, yeah. I feel like it would be really cool to like write stories about snorches.
Snorches are awesome. But any hoozle. So Erin, I wanted to know your opinion. There's this girl that I work with.
Okay.
She doesn't hear anything unless you say it at least three times.
Mm.
And then even then, after the third time, it's just like she's still kind of like staring off. And you're like, okay, put the mango down and let's help the customers. Because she's like sucking on a mango and like she's, I mean, she's super nice and cute and everything. Like, she actually kind of reminds me of Elliot.
Oh.
Like, very just kind
his
of like.
His birthday's coming up.
It is on the 6th.
Oh, shoot.
But,
That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, she's very just like up in the clouds and everything. And like, I feel like I'm like, I have a lasso. I'm like, I'm on the
get
ground.
Back here.
I'm all, girl, come on. Mm. I got you. Wait.
She's got a lot of air in her chart.
Well, she's, we talked about this. She's, balls. Oh no, she's a Gemini.
Interesting.
No, I just lied. She's an Aries.
Oh.
But she should be a Taurus.
Okay, she's on the cusp.
Yeah.
I wonder what her rising is.
She decided that she wants to be an Aries.
Oh,
so
she sides more with the,
Yeah.
Well, my thing is like, does she have a hearing problem? Did she do a lot of drugs? Maybe. Does she have ADHD? Like, why does she, or is it like selective? Like, do you think she does it on purpose, or is she's just really that out of
I just the really atmosphere? Don't think she gives a fuck.
Yeah.
It's just her lack
just being a honey badger
of just even caring. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not that she's even like being like not volatile.
But like, it's not like she's like rude or anything. It's just like, yeah, what frustrating. What am I trying
to, volatile. Thank you. Volatile. Like, that's like even. Like, that's like neutral. Yeah. Yeah. So she just. Yeah, I mean, she's kind of just like one of those balloons that get away.
Mm.
And she's super cute, adorable, like super cute. Just
is she blonde?
No.
Okay.
Her name's Maya. She does music. She's poetry and stuff. Mm. Like, she's very, like, she got she got something red today, and her polarity done. She got her polarity done, and she did her fire sign or something.
Yeah.
And so basically she just got like poked at today by some girl. And I'm like, so do you feel better? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
I mean, anyway.
But that's gotta be frustrating though, when you're like, I just asked you 3 times if you could, like, clean.
See, what's interesting to me is, like, everyone is frustrated with her at work. Yeah. Everyone's just like, okay, this girl is, like, a doormat. Like, she's about as useful as it. And, you know, I just, like, see, like, such, like, beauty and purity and just, like.
That, like, innocence. Like you said, she reminds you of Elliot.
Yeah. Just this sweet, like, bliss.
Pure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like. No, you know, and like, that's the thing is, like, I'm constantly saying, like, I mean, when she'll drop something, I'll be like, oh, my God, that's such a good drop. Like, good job. Like, I'm just, like, constantly, like, giving her, like,
positive
reinforcements. Yeah. Because, like, she is so, like, self-conscious and, like, so, like, hard on herself.
She sounds like she's young, too.
She's 21.
Okay.
Yeah, she's 21. But, like, anything she does, and I'm probably being, like, I mean, it might be a slap in the face for me later, but like, I can't pick up or even like try to be mean to her. Like, yeah. I just.
Well, and that's even like when I worked with this one woman who is no longer at my store, which is a relief. But
holiday.
Celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was just frustrating. Like, she was a sweet lady and I had nothing against her. And I wasn't like ever like mad at her or mean to her. But I was always super frustrated whenever I had to work with her because it was just things didn't click. And I mean, the same question like over 7 times in 1 day. And then to be asked that same question the next shift. And it's just like, it's just
Groundhog's
not.
Groundhog's Day.
It's like, oh my God, like, is not this, this again.
Really,
like, really? Where are the spray roses? They haven't. We're not playing a game. We're not like, we're going to hide around. These. We're going to move these. No, they're in the same freaking place.
Really funny game.
I know. And you need to help me come up with some awesome April Fool's.
I need to meet him.
Mm. It's going to be awesome.
You should invite him to like a karaoke or a gay.
It's hard because he's sober.
Gay coffee karaoke.
Coffee karaoke? Do they do that?
They should.
But we get all crazy on espresso shots. And then we start trying to sing really fast songs like.
Intruder. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah.
A looky boom boom down.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I totally get it. But yeah, so.
But you'll meet him. We'll have like a brunch or something at our house.
Let's do that.
I don't know. Something.
Yeah, let's go somewhere and eat or something.
Yeah.
We'll get weird.
Because you'd like his partner a lot too. Like, they're awesome.
Yeah, cool.
Good people.
I like good people.
I'm getting thirsty.
I'm a little dry in the throat. I think it's closing up on me. I think I might need a tracheotomy. I can't breathe.
Do we want a minute of
good Lord have mercy.
And we're back on the train game.
I got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Boom, 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 boom. Be back real soon. Me. Okay.
Sorry, guys. But, Aaron, hello.
So, hi there.
How are you?
It's been a while, huh?
I know. I like your cheeks.
They're kind of rosy. They match my hair. Yes. So I've been having a lot of fun the past, let's see, lifetime. Like, this whole lifetime's been fun. But I feel the past 3 weeks in particular, I really need to start getting sleep.
Yeah, no, crazy thing. You know, Aaron, I want you to watch out. Because there's an outbreak of bed bugs.
I know. And I'm prone to.
And so I just want you to, you know, just kind of get out
be
the
weary.
Fire hydrant case. But anyhoozle, yeah, no. Actually, you kind of resemble one of the bed bugs I found in my bed the other night.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, with my naked boyfriend in my bed with me. No, folks, this is not at all awkward ever. Waking up because you're kicking something and realizing it's a body and not your boyfriend body or the hooker that we had ordered earlier, but your roommate who somehow decided to pass out in my bed. I don't know how that happened.
I don't remember.
But
happening.
That is my bed bug.
It's also not the first time I've been your bed bug.
That is true. And the first time was a really good story because, like, I know you came in because, like, Gracie was in the bed and you wanted to, like, go and, like, cuddle with her, which I get totally because
she's an adorable puppy.
A cuddle bug. But also at the time you had just chopped and dyed your hair so I wake up in the middle of the night to the back of a head I don't recognize because before your hair was longer and a different color. Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, if that was Aaron, I totally could recognize.
Nope.
No. I'm like, okay, someone tried to rob us and during the robbery they fell asleep in my bed.
Because we have nothing worth stealing.
We have boring stuff and then they fell asleep. Or they're like, oh my God, this is such a great king size bed. I must.
Well,
like the Goldilocks.
Oh yeah.
It was
this
totally
one's just right.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I've been Goldilocks. But, any hoozle snatcher.
Nope.
I have to say that was interesting.
Yeah. I find it super interesting because I don't even remember it.
You found yourself a pillar.
You got all at home.
You got all cozy of in there.
But when you drink vodka at home all night while painting, get carried away, fall asleep in somebody else's bed.
But it's okay. I cleaned it up real nice. So
you got rid of my stank on your sheets?
I did.
Probably took a little while.
I just burned them, so it was all right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of my friends, she got bed bugs, like real ones, for her birthday.
Did they dance for her?
They better.
I mean, it's her birthday.
I mean, if they're showing up on her birthday, they best throw
something.
Her a party. I mean, come on now. I hope they brought her a cake, maybe some pizza.
it's like, I mean, maybe a new bed or a bed. But so we're getting a huge hammock.
Oh, yeah. Because our house needs to be more fun. It's already pretty fun, but.
No, the fun is everlasting.
It's just only going to get better and better.
There's going to be a bouncy castle on our roof.
Fuck, yeah. Can we rent one of those one of these weekends? Because they make water ones where it's like a bouncy castle pool. Oh, I know.
Trust me. I've seen them.
I know. They're all up and down our neighborhood.
I bike up and down our streets. So I'm quite familiar. That's why I want to
Maybe we should just get one for the summer instead of cleaning out our garden pool.
Yeah, no. We can definitely ditch that joink and definitely make
a bouncy castle pool house.
Bouncy castle ramp. Oh my god, it just keeps getting better.
Oh, our house is awesome. So
but no, you got super serious last night. You're like, Natalie, we are not getting a hammock until we take care of the front yard. And I'm
yeah, because our front yard's trashed right now.
All right, big fucking deal. I was just like, all right.
No, like, we need to clean up some weeds.
Okay, big deal. I mean, it'll get taken care of. Like, you don't gotta, like, get crazy about it.
But I just think the hammock's gonna be so much nicer when the yard isn't covered in weeds.
Oh, no, I'm down to clean up on it. But that doesn't mean that we don't get to have a hammock just because there's some weeds in the fucking yard.
I don't know. I'm trying to keep priorities. Weeds, then hammock.
You and priorities, that's a great... That's,
I know, that's a funny
story. That's a funny, just funny kidding. Story. But, no, you were funny last night.
I'm, like, dusting the fucking baseboards.
I don't know. I got, like, so tired.
I just was like, well, if we're rearranging furniture, we might as well clean, because...
Even though the carpet... I don't think we did. Or
yeah, I don't think our vacuums are our friends.
Kimono dragons.
Do they eat lint?
They eat everything.
Okay, so we'll just get a few of those to run around the house.
Yep.
Or gators.
Beware of gators.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy, and you know it. No. Well, let's make a little decision this week. And we are going to decide to either play Ding Dong Ditch in our neighborhood or start a mailbox fire.
Just kidding. Why can't we do both?
No, because that's not the option. It's that or the other.
Are we going to play some roller soccer?
Well, if you get your roller skates going.
They're going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't seen them forever.
Well.
Are they, where are they? Okay, we'll find them.
No, I got them.
All right.
Yeah, I just used them the other week for Danger Paul's video.
I wasn't there.
I don't know. Because you was were working. Lame sauce.
You sound like Austin.
I thought that would happen.
So, okay, I want to set a mailbox on fire. So that's what we're doing this week. Now, are we talking like a male as in like a person, gender?
And their box?
Are we talking about Michael?
No! I thought when you said mailbox, you were thinking about the Postal Service, and...
I love Ben Gifford. I would never say that. Set him on fire.
We're going to want to edit a name out.
Yeah, no, we can do that.
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay in it, because he doesn't have a phone.
He has the internet.
Oh, he does.
We're just going to scratch. embarrassing. Awkward.
No, whatever. Good. I'm glad because I've I've made some awkward. You have helped me do awkward noise about noise. So shut up with your stupid noise. About being awkward.
Well, I hope everybody has as much fun as we do.
Yes.
In general, and especially when they listen to our episodes.
Don't forget, everybody, don't sweat the petty, pet the sweaty.
That's words to live by. And like us on Facebook.
Where can they find you on Facebook?
They can find us on the 4i Radio Network and Facebook Underground Railroad.
On the book shit.
facebook.com/underground-railroad. Do it. It's good for you.
I dare you. All right.
Bye.
Signing off.
Over and out.
Okay. Well, here's what my grandmother always is just. This has been a production of the 4i Radio Network. I just said network.
This has been another great presentation by the 4i Radio Network. You can find more information at 4iradio.com.